Hello, good evening. My name is Josh and I'm calling from Research Associates. We're just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 20? Somewhat. Thank you. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic?
White.
White. Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition.
Not at all.
Not at all satisfied. Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little, or,
yes.
or
very
not
important.
At all?
Very important.
Important. Very important.
Very important.
Thank
that
you,
our
ma'am.
Students have good schools.
Thank you, ma'am. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all? A little confidence?
Yes. No confidence.
No
confidence. Very bad.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. If the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot,
it wouldn't matter. It would not matter. They would steal everything and it wouldn't go to the schools. Are we finished?
We're almost done, ma'am. Would you definitely vote against? Probably vote against?
I would vote against because the money would not go for the schools. It would go in the general fund.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your thoughts. Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or
yes.
This one, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings?
Like I said before, I would not pass a tax millage because it would not go be dedicated to the school system.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, we are almost done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be not all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are
no millage. It will not go to the school. No millage.
All right. I have some.
I've been voting for 68 years. It goes into the general fund. It's corrupt.
I appreciate your thoughts, ma'am. I have to read you some statements, and please tell me how strongly influenced you are. Learning
I just told you. I mean, I can't tell you anymore. Anything that would do to a millage for schools, I'm going to tell you. If it's not dedicated for schools, I would not vote on it.
All right. For example, we have learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any
And they
money.
Didn't use it. They didn't use it. They spent the money in other places. So, you know, you can keep going and you can keep going. It's not a good thing, okay? That's all I can tell you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.